What's up? What's up? Welcome to this week's episode of Reels and Feels. I'm your host, T Greasy, with my co-host,
Chanel.
And producer extraordinaire,
C Major.
What's up? What's up, good people?
What it do, man?
Mahalo.
Okay.
Major, what does mahalo mean?
Hey.
You just agreed, though. He was like, okay.
Aloha.
Hi.
Oh man, this week I can't really get away with saying my week was trash, because it was not. It was probably the best week I've had in quite some time. In a lot of weeks. Yeah. Just came from Oahu, stayed on Waikiki on the reef. Beautiful resort, beautiful weather. Miss Chanel, 75 to 77 the entire time with the wind blowing off the ocean. Yeah. You can't ask for better. You can't.
If you do,
you're nuts. Yeah. It's crazy. No rain at all. Maybe a little drizzle on our way out. And I said,
tough break, niggas.
Yeah. For the people getting off the plane, I was like, damn, you missed it. We're leaving just in time. But no, it was a great experience. Everybody in Hawaii was extremely nice. Like, you get it. You get the surfer boy mentality. You get that whole persona that exists or surrounds Hawaiian culture. Like, yeah. What are you worried about? Look outside. Like, what are you complaining for? Like, I hate to say this, but like, even the people who are homeless looked stress-free as fuck, because
you're homeless in Hawaii.
I'm homeless in Hawaii. Yeah.
For sure.
And I know that sounds crazy, but it just did. The homeless population there look way different than the homeless population on the mainland. And while the homeless population is a problem in Hawaii, I do not want to undersell that at all. It is a major, major problem in Hawaii. There is a clear difference between being homeless when there's 75 degrees, being homeless on the beach, being a surfer, being a born surfer, homeless on the beach versus, you know, the inner city. Fight for territory. The one thing I love about Hawaii, one of the things I didn't know, the beaches are public. So if you are homeless and you are a beach person,
you can just
in
be
Hawaii,
there.
You can just be there. Mm-hmm. Public bathrooms, the whole nine. So yeah, that situation, I'll get the tough part out the way. Did see a couple of folks who appeared to be natives who were upset with tourism, but it, based on what the folks were telling me, the other natives that were there, they've been here. Like, it's not recent. Like, they just want Hawaii back. Like, they're generations deep of wanting Hawaii back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but it's like, it's a colony now. You know, it was colonized, and now you got a subset of people whose livelihood depends on tourism.
Yes.
Because it was colonized the way it was.
So, right. Yeah. Right. So that was the I don't know if you call that a juxtaposition, but it was kind of like the two sides of the coin there. And I'm gonna tell you something about money and what money do on Waikiki, because we heard one dude protest for about 0.2 seconds and he was quickly removed. Oh, we heard a man yelling, "This is Hawaii!" Like, he was getting in. He was getting in, Chanel. I said, "Here they go. Here we go." Right, I'm preparing. I'm ready to get, you know, in the crossfires of, you know. I thought he was deep. I thought he had a team with him. He was a protest of one. He walked very slowly on the beach. He said, "This is our home. This is our home." He talked in terms of representing a large group of people, but he was the only one that showed up.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
And so Hawaii PD or Waikiki PD, just they was real nice to him, held his hand, talked to him. So yeah, yeah, no, no, that's fine. You can say everything. You're right. This is a free country. You're right. Away, like just get away from these
people over here.
Yeah,
yeah. These people paid a lot of money to not hear you. So go.
Go shout into that void over there.
Go shout. Like, matter of fact, I'll pick you out a great place to shout. You can get all your words off right over there.
Just a quiet-ass dark section of the beach with 17 of them shouting-ass niggas. Just
stand in this cave over here.
Yeah, stand right here. Stand right here next to the laundry chute.
Yes, indeed.
Get this your protest.
Why you fall off?
He disappeared into the volcano.
You fall into the volcano. You get on my nerve.
Yeah, him disappearing into the volcano was nuts. Yeah. But it was. I mean, outside of that, we had a real ass tour guide, Ms. Janelle. I was thinking of you the whole time we were on that bus. Because we had some, you know, Gerasmo and I were the only others on the bus, okay? Mm-hmm. So one thing I'm reminded about in Atlanta in the DMV area is if you have some money and you look like us, it's not a big deal.
Right.
It is in Hawaii.
Okay.
Just how it was in Europe.
Yeah.
There were a few places where you had to be, like, they looked at us a couple of times extra. Like,
you famous? How are you here?
Same boat.
Right. How are you on this tour with us? Because me and my son are touring the entire United States. Like, this one dude from, I think they were from Australia or New Zealand. Mm-hmm. He was traveling. Like, you have people backpack across Europe. He's backpacking across the United States.
Okay.
With his son. And they basically started, he said they started in Hawaii. They took the long trip to the East Coast, went to New York, went down to Miami, stopped in Texas, went to Chicago, like the big cities, and worked their way back. And then they were headed back to Australia. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yeah, like, these motherfuckers got money. How do you do that? How do you just take the month off and just go do some shit like that? But I kept it tight. We clearly got a couple of double looks when we got on the bus, but I'm like, whatever.
Hey.
Fast forward about an hour into our tour, my man started getting into the real, into the history of Hawaii, and all the white folks looked uncomfortable. Shit.
Motherfuckers were like,
we doing this now? Are we all gathered in one place?
But that's the main thing. Like, all of this shit, they really don't want to hear about it. They really don't want to know how this shit came to be.
They don't want to know how the lemonade is made. They just want the lemonade. So they were on, you know, like a couple, one lady claimed she was a teacher. And the only reason why I say claimed was because we get to the Dole plantation and she says to the dude, she says to the tour guide, now on the mainland, plantation has like a negative connotation. And I was wondering if the Dole plantation.
You thought it was sweet over here.
You thought it was sunshine on this one, bitch?
Slim, and I look at Gerasmo. Gerasmo looks at me. I'm like, she's gray-haired, which means she probably has a few years. I'm assuming she has, like, years in teaching. Like, she's tenured in whatever school system she's in. And it just frightened the hell out of me that she might have a black or two in her class at wherever school system she's in, and she's talking like this. A negative connotation? Are you fucking kidding me? So he went, he said, if you really want to do, he's like, I can give you some links to some books that really dive deep into the history of the plantation. I'm not going to do that here. He's like, what I'll say is, once I started reading into it and understanding our history, it makes you very angry, extremely angry. Mm-hmm. It's like a lot of people were brought here for cheap or free labor, and were stripped from their families and never got to see them again. And he wrapped it up in a nice little bow like that.
Yeah.
Did he stare at her for like 2 extra seconds after he said?
No, the whole bus got quiet. Like, because when she asked the question, I looked at Gerardo. I said, "Is she serious?" Like, the word plantation has
a negative connotation. No, it's plantation equals hell.
Everywhere.
No matter what quadrant of the world, nigga. Like,
I don't care how sweet the fruit is. Like,
right.
It's, like,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Actually, the sweeter the product, nigga.
Right. The better the fruit, the worse the plantation. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? So he got it to the sugar cane. I was like, oh. Because, like, when you say sugar cane, it just, like, my back got hot. Mm. So I'm like, damn, I ain't know he's going to do all this, but hell yeah, tell these white folks. You know what I'm saying?
I would have been that motherfucker. You remember Michael Jackson on the Thriller video? Like,
mm-hmm. You would have had signs and shit.
He did a good job of making them uncomfortable enough. He's really good at his job. Because he'd be like, okay, now let's go to the North Shore. Like, he'll say something dark and terrible and fucked up. And be like, yeah, and then like, and if you look to your right, those are the waves that won blah, 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 like whatever championship. I'm like, yeah, he is fucking them up. Like, every time he says something, like, three of the ladies in the front was melting and they
crumpled down.
But if you want to see some sea turtles, watch your stuff.
You want to know who's not oppressed?
Yeah, but he was dope as hell. Really dope. Made some local stops. He stopped at all the touristy places. Mm-hmm. But I noticed that he only gave us like 5 minutes. He's like, fuck all that. Like, okay, I have to take you to Dole because everybody wants to go to Dole.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell some type of pineapple ice cream that you white people get excited about. Fine. Mm-hmm. Right? But it felt like every place that he was, that is the touristy option, he found a local equivalent that was doper to show people, like, next time you come back, rent a car and come fuck with my people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the place we stopped for lunch in the hood, come back and fuck with my people. Like, in the place we stopped, like, he took us to North Shore, then he took us to another. Like, we passed the... We passed the touristy beach town. And
Everybody started pulling out the cameras and shit.
Yeah, like, niggas started getting their bags together. Oh, no, we're not stopping here.
We're not stopping here.
No. I'm not going to drop y'all off with y'all people. No, y'all going to come fuck with Ohana and them up here. So he did that. Like, the tree farm, the macadamia tree farm we went to was not the touristy one. Mm-hmm. It was the hood spot. Me and Gerasmo like, hell yeah. Like, this is right up our alley. He's like, yeah, we're going the spot we're going to, they have this, everything is great. You get to taste fresh macadamia nuts. They have great coffee and they have $3 shaved ice, like way less than what you paying down in Waikiki. You probably paying $10
down there. Got down there.
He was on one. Yeah. He said, I mean, yeah, they sell like a Dole whipped ice cream thing. But I'm going to take you out to a Hawaiian, official Hawaiian creamery. We're going to get some real Hawaiian ice cream. I'm like, hell yeah.
Shit on the little metal sheet and shit.
Yeah, they was getting, he was basically telling us, fuck your trip and fuck Waikiki.
Yeah.
Which I respect.
I respect that.
Cuz was amazing. We were out there celebrating Cuz 50th birthday. Her and her husband lived there for a few years while he was in the military. He rented a car off the break. He was like, he was like, go do that tourist stuff. Go do it all. I'm headed to this bakery. I'll be back cuz I know what's real.
Mm.
And 24 hours into his trip, he shows up. He texts me. cuz y'all up. I'm like, yeah, you got to taste this. I said, wait a minute. Knocks on the door, fresh box of Spanish rolls. Miss Jenna, I've never had anything like this. This was the most amazing piece of pastry I've ever had. He said, it's a hole in the wall bakery that just, the line is around the corner. That's where you go. That's the donuts. That's the donuts.
Right.
For the real people in Hawaii. And it's like a yeast roll, but sweet. And it has like a crunchy bottom that has all the butter and the honey in it. So you pull it apart. It's a nice pull. And you want to think it's raw, but it's not. The dough is perfectly cooked. Mm-hmm. It melts him. Yeah, it was, and it was piping hot when he got back to the hotel. He's like, "Yeah, you gotta eat." He's like, "They good anyway, but you gotta eat them while they hot." I was like, "Hell yeah!" Now we on our way to go get something to eat,
right?
And I'm like, "Well, yeah. If you said I gotta eat it now, then I'm eating now."
Right.
Man, that bread fucked me up for the rest of the day. Nothing tasted as good as that bread. So shout out to Big Cuz for hooking that up and just exposing us to again, real Hawaii, because that nothing like that existed in Waikiki. We couldn't find. He's like, yeah, you're not going to get nothing like this down here. But the reason why people go to Waikiki is because everything is convenient. There's a convenience factor to being in the tourist trap areas. You don't necessarily need a car. You can walk to a lot of things. Big, big shopping in Waikiki. Big shopping. Probably the biggest thing that shocked me was landing on the island and just seeing the city. I wasn't expecting to see that many buildings, that many high rises, that many touristy type shit. Like, it was weird. It was really, really weird, because the islands that we've gone to in the past, you see a little, like maybe two or three industrialized type buildings and hotels, and then you just see landscape and beautiful trees, grass, whatever is native to that island. In Honolulu, it's like a U.S. city. It looks like I just flew to Chicago. Until you get into the country, until you take a tour or rent a car and do some exploring on your own, you're not going to see what Hawaii really has to offer. So anybody who is looking into a Hawaii trip, definitely rent a car or make sure you get on one of those tours that take you out of Waikiki and into the island proper, because is dope. It's way doper than what you're going to see in Waikiki, unless you like the comforts of, you know, the mainland.
You want to fly far away to feel like you at home.
Right.
That's real shit.
Right. First night we were there, we stumbled upon, we're just walking around exploring, kind of getting our bearings. And we decide to, I know this was the second night, we decide to go grab something to eat within walking distance. You know, our rule, never get anything you can get at home. Like, we're somewhere else, let's go explore. And we stumble upon this little mall that has a lot of eateries in it, and I'm looking around. Gerasmo can't make up her mind. I can't make up my mind. And then I turn around. I see this little hole in the wall Asian restaurant that is packed out with Chinese people, like packed to the gills. And I said, I think I found what we're eating. And she said, okay. Basic chairs, no comfort, no levels of comfort anywhere. Just chair, table, we bring you food. We bring you chopsticks of food, and you're going to fuck with it. And boy, did we. Everything was top-notch. The steamed dumplings, the fucking garlic shrimp, which seems to be a theme all across Hawaii. It's like some type of garlic shrimp dish. The Chinese broccoli with ginger and garlic. And I mean, everything was amazing. Short ribs, Miss Janelle, from fire, super tender. And then Roger Osmond looks up on the wall and says, oh, well, that's why everything is good. I said, why? This restaurant has a Michelin star. I said,
your chin extended.
I only eat at Michelin star restaurants everywhere I go.
Everywhere I go.
Yeah, it was amazing. I can't say enough about the people just being extremely gracious, and everywhere we went, they were just like, thank you for coming back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We did a little tour. Well, Cuz drove us to the luau, because that was up in the mountains. Beautiful. Just the views, man. I got so many pictures of just nothing. Mm. You know, nothing in the grand scheme of things, but beautiful, but everything.
Yeah.
Landscapes. Different types of mountain ranges, different types of surfaces, like different sands. Like, I'm just taking pictures of trees, nigga. Like, I'm in the, like, what is this tree? Why is it have red in it? And like, that's interesting. Like, it was crazy. It was a totally different. I really did feel like a tourist. Like, I was touching the tree and I was like, what is this? Like, it was just amazing. I can't say enough. It was really one of the best trips I've been on in quite some time. The relaxed nature of the entire island is crazy to me. Like, nobody's in a rush to do nothing.
Mm.
Like, you get there, mahalo, nigga. Like, relax.
Yep.
Even for the luau, where they had a schedule where they had to be done by a certain time for buses to be, they were just like, you want to see somebody climb a tree? You got the world's fastest coconut tree climber.
You're looking at their watch. I got about seven minutes. I mean,
we got some more tricks we can show you, white people.
Jesus.
Went to the luau, the deadest crowd ever. I'm in there ready to scream. Like, they trying to get you hype, and they're like, we are unveiling the feast, right? So I posted a video of two gentlemen pulling the banana leaves off of the pig or whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah. So I'm right up front. I run to the joint. I'm like, yeah, I want to see this.
Uh-huh.
And they pull. They said, and now the pig. And nobody clapped. I'm in there like, woohoo! Like,
Pig,
like, the pig is here. What?
This is what we here for, bitch. This is what
right. The whole pig was to get to the pig. The kalua, like, we here. And the two gentlemen, they looked at me. They was like, yeah. They were like, you know, waving their hands like, clap. This is the feast. Like, I'm like, yo, y'all ain't even do no history. Like, this was. Like, people celebrated this.
Yeah, this is the point.
This is the point. Like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, oh. Like, you got a couple of those. No, man, I'm in the front. I'm loud and ignorant, but I was the only one doing what was supposed to be done.
I've been talking about them boys good. Them boys good.
Yeah, yeah. See that smoke ring on that motherfucker, man? Like,
y'all smell that? What is that, hickory? Like,
niggas got mesquite.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm in there. They tossing the fire, throwing shit. I'm like, what? Audience dead. Niggas is too concerned with themselves. Too many motherfuckers with bad kids chasing them around the greenery, making sure they don't fall off the mountain. It was nuts. I was like, God, man, we really are just jaded as a people. Like, it's just. I remember seeing shit, like scenes of that shit in movies and on TV, and people applauded. People got up, was really excited. They was trying to get volunteers up to dance. It was like a handful of motherfuckers that would get up. I'm like, are y'all serious? Like,
and then it gets to be like, why the fuck did y'all come out here then? If y'all gonna sit there and be dead, what the...
What's the point? Jaded ass motherfuckers, so... I'm yelling. Our table is lit. Cuz brought her little sister, and her little sister brought her friend, and our table was lit. Like, what? And they over there talking about the body. I'm like, girl, yes, he is chiseled. Like, one of the niggas was cut the hell up and doing all. She was like, they was talking they shit.
Yeah.
They did an awesome job of explaining the difference between the different natives in the Pacific. Again, educating the white folks. Not everybody's Samoan.
Jesus.
Not everybody's Tongan.
To Bruno Mars.
Slim.
Your face.
His fucking face. That's real shit. Because motherfuckers will believe that Bruno Mars and The Rock are cousins. Like, fucking kidding me? But yeah, dope trip. If you can, I know it is uber expensive. Uber expensive. And I knew it was going in. But on the way out, they hand you a piece of paper. The tourism people walking around the airport hand you a piece of paper and have you itemize all the things that you did and how much they cost. And I said, well, this is, they really don't want you to come back because you're not thinking about this at all.
Right.
But if you write it down on paper,
you see like, that well, shit.
I said, well, let me fold this up and hide this from Gerasmo. She don't need to know all this. She had a great time.
Bookkeeper, right.
That's funny because Lisa went to Hawaii. She ain't tell me about that. She ain't mentioned.
Slim. It's voluntary. You don't have to fill it out. Like, okay, they walk around and they're like, hey, you know, do you mind filling out a survey? And I said, sure, I'll fill out a survey. I'm still feeling good. Got a nice little buzz from my trip. And I'm writing down everything, and then at the box, and to the right, there's like little boxes with commas and dollar signs. I was like, wait a minute, what is this actually? What am I actually? Oh boy. Oh, yeah, that wasn't included. Mm. Right now. Yeah, I had to pay for that too. And oh shit, I forgot about that. I folded that shit up. I said, Gerasmo looked at me. He's like, what? I said, nothing. Nothing at all.
Don't worry about your pretty little head.
Don't worry about the mortgage is paid. That's all I can say right now. The mortgage is paid. But it was dope. Dope. Dope trip. I'm leaving a lot out. I might revisit this in producers only episode.
Okay.
To get to the nitty gritty. Talk about some good people that we had fun with out there. So,
oh jeez.
How about y'all's week? How are y'all doing?
My week was interesting. On Thursday, I was the jelly in a 4-car peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Oof. And I was on my way to work. And let me tell you the blessing of all of this, besides me surviving.
Mm-hmm.
I had a quarter tank.
Mm.
I said, I should get some gas. But the Yari got me. I can get to work and home. I'm already late. Don't get gas. So on one side, you could say if I got gas, I wouldn't have been in the sandwich. But mm-hmm. You could also say that if I got gas and still ended up in the sandwich,
you just wasted a...
I would have got a hose in a bucket because we not doing this today. We are not doing it. But I didn't gas up. I'm riding along, minding my business. Get crushed from the back. Pause.
Nobody gonna do nothing on that.
I mean,
I know we don't got the sound effects like we used to, but god damn,
yeah, that was crazy.
Get thrown into the car in front of me. She gets out the car, and so my chair broke. So I guess on impact, the little mechanism that holds the chair up got fucked up. So I was laid all the way down. So the chick is coming to my window and she looks horrified. So that makes me feel crazy because I'm like, oh shit, what's going on with her? But then it dawns on me, she's looking at a chick laid out in her, you know what I mean? From her perspective, she don't know what she's walking up on.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened the door and she's like, oh my gosh, blah, 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 you know. So she's like, are you okay? I said, I honestly don't know. I'm, you know, mm-hmm. I'm still in mm-hmm. shock. I don't know. So I roll out of the car because, again, I'm laid out. So I look at the homie behind me and all of his airbags have deployed. So everything's white in there. Mm. And so we like, that dude, his whole, his front was just balled up.
Yeah.
Tires was twisted and everything. So he, you know, he gets out, young brother, and he starts telling his story. And I'm sitting there like, no, black man, be quiet.
Right.
Because it's another, you know, it's another vehicle that he hit. And it's a white dude already out on the phone.
Yeah.
He's got to go to work.
Yeah.
He's already out on the phone. I'm like, Playboy, be quiet. Stop. You know what I mean?
Be quiet. Tonight is the night that we ride. Don't stop, nigga.
Right. So then I just break back out. I'm just like, I'm going to walk back over to the guardrail next to my whip and post up. Because I know the white man done called the police mm-hmm. and everything else. So we just mm-hmm. chilling.
We here now.
Yeah. Police roll
Somebody's got to do something.
Yo, your man was on one, right? So I knew the homie had to go to the office that day. And then I knew my mom wasn't doing nothing. So I was like, let me call my mom, let her pick me up. Because I can't drive nowhere. I'm going to need to get picked up from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Call her, tell her stand by. I don't know where I'm going to end up. I don't know how this is going to go. Cop comes, get everybody info, everything. She's like, I got a tow truck coming for you. Whoop-de-whoop. I'm like, all right, bet. Tow truck come, everything. My mom's like, I'm about 20 minutes away. It's traffic out here. I'm like, all right. Cop was like, you can't stay here. It's not safe. Can the tow truck just take you somewhere and drop you off? And I had to get in the car with the white in the joint with the white man because the tow truck got both of our cars. Mm-hmm. So I size him up. You know, the driver's right. a little Caribbean man. I was like, I could snap his neck. No problem. I could beat this white dude. Mm. All right, boom. If I got to go a couple blocks, I'm good. Get dropped off at this bodega. Call mom's. She's like, all right, I'll be there in like 5 minutes. All right, cool. Call my attorney. He's like, send me the little information sheet that the cop got. I was like, bet. Scan the joint, send it to him. Ma rolls up. I was like, yeah. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the next move is, you know. Attorney got the whole insurance thing worked out. But my mom's like, oh, we going to the dealership. and like, and she's smiling, right? She's,
of course.
She's
yeah. been waiting on this.
Yeah, right? Uh-huh. And so
as soon as she heard that you were okay, that she wasn't meeting you at a hospital because you had suffered some injuries, it's like, let me get this paperwork together.
So she had my niece with her, right? Because my niece is about to go on vacation. And so she, you know, she was just there kicking it with her till she dips out. So I was like, well, Ma, you know, fine, but my attorney's setting up a doctor's appointment for me. He's going to call me back, let me know when I'm supposed to go. So I don't know what's going on, you know. I don't know how much time I have to dedicate to this, you know. Mm-hmm. At this time, it's around 11:30, 11:45. We pull up at the joint at like noon. While I'm in there, while I'm heading to the door, my attorney calls me back. He's like, yo, you got an appointment at this spot at 4 o'clock. I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, bet. I said, well, Ma, I got to like 3:30. It'll take me about half an hour to get to the doctor. She said, okay, well, you know, no pressure. We're just going
to look.
I'll see what's going on. So I had a particular, you know, I've been talking about getting a Corolla Cross for a minute, but I had a very particular one in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd gone to a few places a couple months ago. You know, nobody had it. So I was like, the odds are slim that they'll have the one that I'm looking for. But I'll talk to somebody. You know, fuck it. get in there, talk to the man. He's like, well, we got 7 crosses on the lot. He pulls up. I said, well, I wanted the nightshade hybrid. One and only one sitting there.
Because your mother knew. Let me tell you what she did before she called, before she got the call. She's been tracking nightshade ever since you mentioned it in a casual conversation.
So I was like, you know, honestly, right now, because, you know, Thursday, it's the day before payday. I said, I got about a G, maybe $1,500 that I could just let go today. So I'm not even here. You know, I like to go in with a plan. I'm like, I don't really have a full down payment for you, nothing really. So the dude was like, well, why don't you just take a look at it, see if you like it? I'm like, all right, bet.
That's how to get you.
I take a look. He's like, you want to take it for a test drive? I was like, no. Because right now I'm shook. I don't feel like driving. I'm not. He said, all right, well, you know, I'm going to just let you sit in it, let you see what's up. So now I'm feeling like a nigga fresh out of jail. Because the whip is, it looked like a spaceship to me. I ain't seen.
So you're home from serving a 20-year bid.
So you just came home. I got the "so you just came home" pamphlet.
That's real shit. Last whip you owned was Suzuki Samurai. And you just...
Slim. I'm like, what is this? I'm in there and I look at how many buttons are on the steering wheel and I'm just pissed off. So I'm like, fuck this. Bad. This
only Miss Janelle sent the brand new car and get mad.
I'm like, what the fuck is all of this? What is this screen about? What is, you know, I'm like, this sucks. Fuck this.
Where's buttons? How do I turn the radio in this hole?
So I'm mad. So I see that the parking brake is on and I'm like, where the fuck do you even engage the parking brake? How to, cause I'm used to the shit that you crank up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't see no tools. So the dude was like, oh, nah, the parking brake engages when you put it in park. And when you take it out of park, it goes away. I'm like, what kind of brake? I'm like, what kind of bullshit is this? What kind of sorcery? Get me the fuck out of here, right? He said, well, look, I just want you to see how easy and intuitive it is. Just ride up the block, turn around, come back. Fine. So he hands me the key fob. I'm an old school crank up type bitch. I'm mad because the push button shit is happening. And I'm like, what the fuck? Then it don't make no noise because it's a hybrid and it ain't doing nothing with the engine. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck all of this. I said, nah, actually, I hate the car. I thought I fucked with this. I hate it. I don't even need to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Shit.
My brain was like, fuck it. They gonna total out the Yari, but I'll do whatever it takes to build that shit again and just ride out. Fuck it.
You do whatever it takes to build rebuild the Yari.
And just build the Yari again.
They gonna
she gonna go to Lego. She's gonna whirl the Lego and find the pieces to put her Yari back together.
So my niece in my ear, auntie, man, look, the whip, whoop, 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 look. We all comfortable in here. My mom in the back seat. My mom said the leg room nice in here. So, you know, my man, we've been together like 4 some change. He can't fit in the Yari. So then I think about him. I'm like, because every time it's we rolling together, we got to roll with him because he's just too tall. It just don't work. I said, well, at least the homie could get in this car. Fuck it. I'll run it up the block, run it back. Run it up the block, run it back. And you know, I don't give a fuck about performance and none of that shit. And fuck all that. But it rides nicely. I'm like, all right, cool. Fine.
She's getting warmed up.
We pull back up. So at this point, you know, baby girl talk about she hungry. It's like 1 o'clock now. I haven't eaten. Life is still crazy. I'm still in shock in a daze. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, the whip is nice. What I got to do to hold it or whatever, put it up, or, you know, I could put a G down for y'all to hold it up and I'll come back in a few days or something like that. He said, you know, you can do that, or, you know, we could do a soft credit run on you, see what the process will look like. I'm like, all right, fuck it.
But they got her. They got her.
So they go do their thing.
Hold on, real man. Quick, Mr. Dale, at any point, did this salesman put his hand on your shoulder?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Nah.
All right.
And my mom went to him because he's the cat who sold her Toyota. God. And she's like, he's got a very smooth way about him. He don't, but it's the thing where he's the non-pushy nigga. It's mm-hmm. like he moves you along in the process. Just talk about how easy the shit is. He's like, you know, mm-hmm. well, we can just do this and this and this. And you know, it's always
don't need to worry. You
know, right.
But, yeah.
We can just. We can just, nigga. Yeah.
He's moved me out to they done got my credit report. So he come bopping back. He like, he on his shit. He said, well, you know, Ms. Drakeford, we did this and this and this. So I went ahead and verified your employment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pretty much get whatever you want in here. Yeah. He's like, you can get whatever you want in here. Your credit is great. Everything's fine. Finance man come. He go tapper, tapper, tapper. He pulled back a number. I was like, I'm not paying that every month. Fuck all that. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all, it's been real. Good time. Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Hold on, Miss Drakeford. Whoop-de-whoop. Another nigga, another genie come out. He tapper-tapper. Well, I mean, blah, 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 blah. He's talking his shit. I said, you know what? This really don't even have to happen today. Meanwhile, my mom look over. She's like, hey, baby, to this other nigga. She go up to him. They hugging, chopping it up. I said, Ma, how you know him? She's like, oh, he was a client of mine. Whoop-de-whoop. I was like, cool. He said, well, I'm the head of finance over here. What's going on? You don't have a smile on your face. I said, there's a couple things going on. Because now I'm starting to stiffen up. My adrenaline is coming down. I'm like, now I'm just mad. I'm hungry. Fuck all of this.
Mm.
He said, well, what's stopping you from getting in the whip today? What's stopping you from getting in the car today? I said, mm-hmm. well, I'm not paying that right there. I know what my credit is. Y'all just told me. He's like, oh, well, Toyota Financial got a deal with the interest. We can pull that down. We could do this. And he like, you know, told the man, he was like, Can I get at your station real quick? Dude moved. He started tapping, tapping, tapping. Oh, we could do this and this and this. We can do this and this and this. He come back. He said, how's that number? I said, that makes sense. He said, okay. He calls my man. He called the sales dude. Get Ms. Drakeford's car ready. Now, I haven't said I'm going to do anything at this point.
You don't need to.
You don't have
He's
to.
He's like, tell the man.
It's done.
Gas up the whip. Wash it down.
Give it the detail.
It's done.
I said, I don't want none of y'all shit from y'all dealership. Oh, we getting rid of all of that. We taking all the, we taking the decal off. We not putting none of that. No, I said, I, you know what? I only got a few minutes because I still got to get some things done. I still mm-hmm. got to eat. And I got to go to this doctor's appointment. My mom was like, well, if you can get the paperwork done in 15 minutes, I ain't never seen a nigga type. So you know how it be when you, when you get in the car and they got to do this booklet of shit.
Mm. And yo.
This nigga just start typing. Paper just coming, just flying out the printer. Mom's like, well, I'm dipping. So now I don't have a ride. Because
you got a car. No, because you got a car.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to take the baby to go get something to eat. And we're going to go back to my house. Now, I'm a finance person. So I think mm-hmm. about... So my lunch bag is in her car. So I'm like, damn, I got free food. Now that's gone. She gone. This nigga done got the team washing and gassing the whip. Mm-hmm. This nigga got paper flying out the printer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a blender. I'm stuck. My man said, you... you putting anything down today? I said, well, I was gonna put a G down. I could have 4 or 5 if y'all give me till next week, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't need that. We're fine. Mm. He said this number was with nothing down. So I said, well, let me put the G down, take care of my tax title, all that shit. Go see the cashier. I go see the cashier. Come back. My man was like, if you sign here, I signed like 5 physical pieces of paper. Then he gave me a tablet and I put my digital signature and my initials on it. He fly off into the night. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? Next thing I know, he come back with my whole packet in a folder. Ms. Drakeford, you're ready to go. Your man's going to come out with the whip ready. In the meantime, download the Toyota app.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes.
Yes. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What are we doing?
That's for you. That's for the car to talk to you, Miss Janelle.
Yes, indeed.
I don't need that. I hate that.
That motherfucker gonna text you and say, "I need an oil change."
This shit.
You might want to rotate these tires, mommy.
This shit pisses me off. And so then they run. You know, he talking. He's like, "This is for your maintenance plan, and this is for your this, and this is for your whoop de whoop, and everything is just flying." And I'm like, I don't give a fuck about none of this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the screen means. And I don't know what the fucking steering wheel is talking about. And I don't know what the fuck. You know what I mean? I'm like, at this point, I'm mad because I don't have no choice. Yep. My mom is gone. Mm. I'm in hell. The little screen in front of me is doing shit. The little screen next to me is doing shit.
I'm about to call your mom and be like, yeah, why you leave her like that?
You know good and goddamn well she's angry as hell.
So then, when I left my car, I grabbed my Easy Pass out of the window and I grabbed a couple of my bags. And, you know, it's still some stuff in the whip, but I grabbed essential shit. So the man comes back. He's like, yeah, the car's ready. You got an Easy Pass? I was like, yeah. He go find some Velcro from somewhere, stick it up in the joint. He said, could you unlock your phone and hand it to me? I'm like, all right, my mom fucks with you. She trusts you. I'm going to unlock my phone, hand it to you. He do the beep, boop, 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 scan some shit, do some shit. Now the screen say, hello, Janelle Drakeford. And I'm like, god damn.
This is some bullshit.
All my apps pop up on the screen and I'm like, what kind of shit is this? Then he points out some features and tells me if, you know, this is this, whoop-de-whoop. Your booklet is in here. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm here now. And then he just sent me on my way. So I'm like, all right. I got a new whip. So I go to my mom's house. And you know I'm a person, I like to back into my parking space. So I take my decrepit body and try to turn to look back.
No. You don't need to do that anymore, Miss Janelle. There's a camera that does that for you. With lines that will guide you.
Why though? Because I can easily.
No, you can't. You just said your decrepit body. You were just in a 4-car smasher. You were just the jelly in a double decker peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You can't. It's over. Use the camera.
So I struggle my way back to look out of the back of the whip and park. And then I look back and the camera's looking at me like, but we're telling you what to do.
No.
I'm like, fuck that. This sucks. Hold up. It's telling me something.
Yeah, your video went a little haywire.
Yeah, and then it's... It still
now
shows
we just
you.
See we, you, well, we still hear you, but your video is kind of janky, but so I just keep going. Keep going to
new shit. Okay. But yeah, so I got a new whip. Went to my doctor's appointment. Got myself on schedule for my physical therapy. And came home.
Well, I'm glad you're fine. First and foremost, I'm glad you're healthy.
Boo.
I am going to call your mother and ask her why she put you in, why she left you like that. Because we all know who you are. And you don't just leave you with that level of technology.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't, because she knew that the homie was going to set me up.
I mean, yes, and still. This is a traumatic experience that you just had that same day. You got blasted into you got blasted on your back. But, I mean, when you think about the situation, it's wild. You got blasted from the back. Your seat felt folded out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You got laid out in your whip. The white man was white manning immediately. While every other person is trying to figure out exactly what happened, he's like, we've got to get official. So your guard is up. Immediately, you get thrown into a tow truck with a Caribbean man and said white man. You sizing them up. Mr. Janelle, a lot happened to you that day. Oh, shit. And I'm going to talk, because Dr. Mom is, she's with it. But God, you left my friend in a state of chaos that she doesn't like to be in chaos. And you notice it, but like, she's very in tune with who you are as a person.
She is very in tune with who I am. And she knows that if it didn't go down like that, I wouldn't have left with the whip.
I know it was a set. Part of it was set up, and part of it, I'm like, okay, I get the setup, but Dr. Mom. Like, don't leave her with all that technology.
Dr. Mom is like Batman with prep time. Like, he will set up a compromising situation to get the necessary end results.
Slim. That is wild. Dr. Mom is kind of wild for that. I might have to reach out to Dr. Mom and just say, hey, you know, the mitten could drive. Why don't you go get something to eat and you stay and rub Miss Janelle's back or something, because there's a lot going on right now. Hold her hand through the process or something, man.
I never felt more fresh out of jail.
they gave you the serious package, right? You got a trial, a serious radio.
Yeah, I got a serious trial. I'm not dealing with that shit. Yeah.
That shit's going to piss you off, because that's a new bombardment of emails and mail you have to deal with.
I'm not serious, because they don't stop. I'm not opening that shit. I'm not using that shit. I'm gonna stay with my 90s music from my Spotify. Fuck everything.
Well, the good news is you don't even have to plug your phone in to listen to music.
No. And then it's got this little pad that I can put my phone on and it charges it up.
And it charged.
Yep.
And,
yep.
I don't need none of that shit.
You're describing amazing features, Miss Janelle. No, you sound so disappointed.
Because I'm thinking more shit means more opportunities for shit to fuck up. More.
100%. I have to say. Yeah. Yeah. That charging pad is not always reliable. It's not. So you do want to bring a cable with you at some point. There she goes. But I was just going to say, the charging pad on the newer, at least on my car, it's not always. It doesn't
That's
always.
Yeah, it's, okay. It's the same manufacturer that's making them for just about all the cars.
And it's a not slow perfect. Charger.
Yeah, it's slow charger. It's slow.
Yeah, you don't want to be on 1% or something. And
none of the vehicles, because the vehicles got too much electrical shit going on. We get customers complaining, it's not charging like my phone. It's not really designed to charge your phone from 0 to 100.
Yeah,
it's to maintain a decent charge, but if you motherfuckers forget that you're also playing CarPlay and shit from your phone and Android Auto, so it's not going to do it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a lot. It was it's a lot that I had to learn within the first few months of getting the Honda that we had. Yeah, you can't just ride. You can't ride up the road and think you're gonna get a quick 20%. No.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah. Well, while we wait for Miss Janelle to reconnect, hopefully that'll happen kind of soon. Yeah. We're already at an hour. Yeah, you know me. I'm ready to wrap it up. So
I just get it just real quick about my week. Work was crazy. I've watched two groundbreaking documentaries between Quiet on the Set and the Freak Nick documentary.
We've got to do that for the producers only. I've saw Quiet on the Set. That was crazy, and I did want to get your perspective on it, being as though that was a little late for me. I wasn't still watching Nickelodeon,
I was in all that. I recognized just about everybody on that.
Okay. Yeah, let's say that for producers only. A quick synopsis, like, can you give me a little bit of Freak Nick without ruining it?
Well, I alluded to it earlier when I said Miss Janelle is used to she got out and was used to a Suzuki Samurai.
Okay, so for you, it was a look back at how we thought we was rolling back in the day.
That's just crazy. There was just a quick, I like how they got to the inception. Did not know that it started with a group of Atlanta transplants that were actually from the DC area.
So
that was good. It took a while. It focused a lot on the highlights of what it did to the for the Black community and everything. It got towards the last maybe 25-30 minutes, that's when it kind of got to the downfall, but it also exposed why it got to the downfall too. How, you know, gave you a little insight as it wasn't all, as everything is, it wasn't all what the media portrayed it to be.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Looking forward to that one. I am looking forward to that. We're probably not going to get any Jai news. Do you have anything else from last week, Ms. C Major?
No, I was about to say that's pretty much it. Did a show. That shit was fire. Out the open market is always a good report. Got Pregnant Lisa out to come to the show.
Oh, and shit.
Yeah, that was lit. And
how's she feeling lately? I know the first trimester was a little bumpy.
A little rough, but she's doing much better compared to the first trimester. She got a little bit lower pelvic pain intermittently, but you know, we still pushing and moving. Okay. Everything looking good.
Cool. I am going to wrap this up. I just got a text that our guests that we weren't expecting till this afternoon are 20 minutes away.
Okay. All right. He said this afternoon. He meant 40 minutes afternoon.
He really meant afternoon. After 12. Minutes after 12.
Well, knowing who the guest is, this type of nigga to wake up at 6 a.m. on a off day.
Oh, no. This is not that guest. This is another guest. Oh, okay, separate guests coming in. So it was a busy weekend for us.
Oh, shit.
The guest you were talking about, we were up to 4 last night.
Of course.
So I was a little ambitious with my start time. I didn't think that one all the way through. I made it late, but I was a lot more ambitious. Thank you all for tuning in. Really appreciate it. As always, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Here come Ms. Janelle. Let's see if we can get her back real quick. Ms. Janelle, I was just wrapping up, actually. We are almost at an hour. And the only reason why, let me just tell you why. Not only we're at an hour, but I just got a text that some guests that we weren't expecting till about 4 or 5 p.m. are 30 minutes away.
All right.
So I was like, I looked down, I was like, is that who I think it is? And Gerosmo said, yes. I said, 30 minutes as in Eastern time? So, yeah, I need to jump off. And both stories were legit. C Major did tell us that he already saw Quiet on the Set and the Freaknik documentary.
I saw Quiet on the Set. Haven't seen Freaknik yet.
So I want us to have, I want that to be a producers only episode. Like, bet. So we're both going to, you and I are going to watch the Freaknik, and then hopefully sometime this week, maybe next week, because our guests are staying the whole week. So maybe next week we'll do the producers only episode on both documentaries.
I bet. Real quick, I just want to tell producers the sweepstakes are still open. It took Major a week and a half to even put it down.
Damn. I asked before I left. I said, you sure you don't want me to? Because when I closed the computer, I didn't really realize I wasn't going to be online like that. But yeah.
Hey, man.
Let me tell you how
on Major time.
This new self-diagnosed anxiety I got works out. So I get the post together. I shoot it to Miss Janelle. She's like, all right, that's a bet. Is he think it's any way you could put the Reels and Feels logo on there? And I was like, oh. And then I was like,
I just thought it would look fly in the background. But if he said no, I'd have been like, post that shit.
But I'm like,
I just
legit.
Changed it and I didn't share all the stuff with him.
And that was the thing. I was like, fuck, I don't got the picture.
Yeah.
So then, Major, then that's when you say nah. And then you keep it pushing.
No, I'm too much of a people pleaser. Instead, I'm working this shit out, goddammit.
I'm glad you said something, Ms. Janelle. So the sweepstakes is still on.
It's still on. If you could tell me my rap name from Unc's house, and it's only for the producers because it's one of those things where you got to be here to get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you drop the name in our DM as well as your cash tag. If you a Venmo nigga, I'm not fucking with you.
If you Apple Pay, holla at me. I'll take care of the Apple Pay.
Yeah, but just let us know how we can drop something on you for lunch. And yeah, it's still in effect till somebody win it. And then we'll have something else for you later.
Yeah. Thank you for that. C Major, I will drop all the images in the email on the Reels and Feels account so you can have access to it. That's my bad. So make sure you got all that for you. Thank you all for listening once again. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram at Reels and Feels. I'm T Greasy on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm Devious Dose.
You can find me on Twitter at C Major PUHCEE. That's CEE Major PUHCEE. You can find me on IG at C Major. That's CEE Major. Fuck that UK nigga. Hit the link in both those bios. Get into everything.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.